Time to Wake to Sleep with Sleep Science Today, where we learn to sleep well with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio.
Welcome to Sleep Science Today, the radio show where we talk about sleep and all the science behind sleep to help you get better sleep. My name is Andrew Kolsky. I'm the host, also known as a sleep science guy. And today we have Elizabeth Gazda, who is CEO of Ember Labs. And she's going to talk to us about some new technology out there to help you regulate your temperature. So, Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andrew. Great to be here.
We're happy to have you. So to get us started with this whole episode, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into the position of being CEO of this company? And then we're going to get into exactly what the company is, and we'll roll from there.
Absolutely, yes. I got a call from a headhunter who told me that three young men at MIT had developed a wearable device that heats and cools and can basically hack the brain into helping you feel more comfortable, as well as do things like reduce stress, anxiety, and balance your autonomic nervous system. And I said, I've got to go talk to these guys because, Andrew, I am a woman who is chronically cold in any environment, whether it's a plane or a restaurant. And I went and met these three scientists, and I was completely blown away with what I felt when I put the device on my wrist. I'm showing it here to you. It's a very elegant device, very lightweight. You wear it on the inside of the wrist, and it delivers temperature to the inside of the wrist to stimulate thermoreceptors as a new pathway to the brain.
Let me stop you real quick. For those of you on the radio who can't see this, it looks like a big round Apple Watch in a way, but it's round instead of square.
That's exactly right. And this is, you know, this is really novel science. It was only in 2021 that two scientists at UCSF won the Nobel Prize in medicine and physiology by unlocking the difference between how temperature is processed by the brain and how touch is processed by the brain. And we read that paper and designed all of our technology around that insight that eventually won the Nobel Prize in medicine and physiology. And what these men discovered was that temperature is a pathway to the brain to balance the autonomic nervous system. And if you remember from, you know, high school science days, the autonomic nervous system is your fight or flight response and your rest and digest response. So you always want to have that in balance. Temperature is a way to keep your autonomic nervous system balanced. So people who suffer from sleep problems are sometimes dealing with temperature problems. Yes, that's part of it. But often they're dealing with racing thoughts or other aspects of an overactivation of the sympathetic nervous system. So to put this all together, what happens is we deliver a temperature sensation to the body. The body processes that, sends a signal to the brain, and then relaxes the body and the brain, allowing people to sleep.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot to wrap your head around.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And, you know, temperature science is very new. It's really only in the last, I would say, decade that this has really started to be studied and well understood. And what we've unlocked here as a company is a way to treat many complex conditions that have been difficult to address. So one of our main customer segments are women in menopause. Because what happens to women in menopause is they're thrown into a state of overactivation of their sympathetic nervous system. Now, the effect of that is they have hot flashes, they can't sleep, and they have heightened anxiety. And so these temperature sensations are able to help them manage all of those symptoms. But this isn't just for women. We have many men using the product for sleep. And in fact, we won a Men's Health Sleep Award. So many men using it for sleep and just general relaxation, controlling anxiety and stress.
Congratulations on the award.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let me follow up on some of this then. So let's go back to menopause for a minute, because I have a lot of clients where that's an issue, where they're waking in the middle of the night because they're having the hot flash and the whole deal. And does this device work sort of automatically? Is it kind of like you're setting a thermostat and then it does what it needs to do to try to keep you at that point? Or do you have to manually do something? Tell us about the mechanics of what actually happens.
Yeah, currently it's a manual process. We have about 30 different modes in the app that you can use to set the device. Those modes are for various things. One of them is all night mode. And so you can set that with a kind of slow, lumbering, prophylactic wave of cooling. And we have had women say, and this will go on all night for 8 or 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And women have told us that that will prevent those night sweats and those hot flashes at night. In fact, we've had some women say after they used the product that it was the first time they slept through the night in 5 or 6 years. Now, moving forward, we've just completed research to be able to accurately predict the onset of a hot flash before a woman feels it and stop it. And this is really breakthrough science, using a sensor to determine that it's happening and then using our cooling actuator to prevent it. Now, this is also very new research that we've conducted, and that will be rolled into the next generation device.
So the current gen device that you have has been available on the market for how long?
About since 2018. Mm-hmm. And we've produced two generations of devices, and we've sold over 250,000 of these devices. We also offer the ability to kind of subscribe to the device. If you don't want to buy it outright, you can pay $20 a month to have the device and use it to make sure that your body is attuned to it and you're happy with how it feels.
Okay. So, have you had the opportunity to do any studies specifically on this product? I know the product comes from other research that had been, you know, relevant, but has your product been studied?
Yes, we studied it with Johnson & Johnson to look at menopausal sleep. That research was published in Behavioral Sleep Medicine. We've run clinical studies on men suffering from prostate cancer who are thrown into a state of andropause. That was published in actually a Nature journal. That was the first time anyone had characterized hot flashes in men. We have run studies on dysautonomia and POTS. These are conditions where the population of patients has trouble regulating their body temperature. And we've looked at women suffering from the side effects of breast cancer treatment. So women who are being treated on estrogen-suppressing therapies also have very impactful hot flashes. So we have been very rigorous as a consumer company in making sure that we have clinically backed evidence.
Mm-hmm. So, and I, you know, I realize this applies to both women and men, and I'm going to talk about men in a minute, but just because we're on the issue, I want to follow up with this. Yeah. Can you describe to us verbally as best you can what is actually happening with the mind and the device and all for a woman who is experiencing a hot flash? What what triggers the device? What will the device do? What will that woman experience? Can you really kind of walk us through that whole process?
Yes, let's talk about how the current product works. So today, when a woman feels the onset of a hot flash, and let's just pause there for a moment. A hot flash is not a temperature occurrence. If you take a woman's core body temperature when she's having a hot flash, there's no change. Hmm. It is an overactivation of your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight response. So, Andrew, you've had a hot flash. If you've ever had a stressful moment, like a near-miss accident in your car, that same feeling of heart palpitations, sweating, tingling in your extremities, it's the same thing. And this is not even known by most women and even physicians, okay? A hot flash is an overactivation of the fight or flight response. It also has an aura effect. So women, after they've had a few, they actually get a sense of anxiety or dread right before it happens.
Right.
So when women feel that aura effect, they hit the button on the device that they've preset for what they want. It starts a cooling sensation. They actually feel the cooling sensation immediately on their wrist. That sensation is picked up by the thermoreceptors. It travels to the part of the brain responsible for dampening down that sympathetic upswing that that woman is experiencing. It's eliciting that parasympathetic response, and it can actually stop the hot flash before it occurs.
So, and I'm just trying to get my mind around this because this is a sleep science show, so I really want to make sure we explore this. So the product is activated, you said it sends a sensation. What is actually happening? Is it because you're wearing it on your wrist, on the inside of your wrist? Are there certain nerves there or something that it's interacting with? Walk us through what happens there.
So you have a concentration of what are called thermoreceptor endings. These are different, you know, these are special nerve endings in your body that are sensitive to temperature. The interesting thing about these nerve endings is they only fire, they only work on temperature change. And you know this from your own experience. If you walk into a cold ocean, it's very cold in the beginning. And then what happens after 3 to 4 minutes? You've adapted. Your body has adapted. You're swimming around. It doesn't feel cold anymore. So in order to keep those thermoreceptors firing, you have to continue to deliver a temperature change. So we deliver the temperature in a waveform. So it's an on sensation and an off sensation. That keeps those thermoreceptors firing. That keeps the neural pathway going to the brain and keeps temperature working to alleviate these symptoms. It's basically a very sophisticated biohack, but as I say, it's based on that Nobel Prize winning science that we studied and built all this technology around. They were the ones that discovered that these thermoreceptors only fire on temperature change. And that's why we deliver the temperature in these waveforms.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for some people like myself, I don't suffer from hot flashes, but I find that the warming sensations are better for me for sleep onset. So if I have trouble falling asleep, it's actually the warmer sensations that help. And that's actually been proven out by science too, that warming the extremities, that's why some people take warm baths before they go to bed, is helpful for sleep onset. So the product is great in that it produces both warm and cool sensations, so you can experiment and discover what works for you.
Right. Okay, so I definitely have some follow-up questions about that, but before I get to those, what I would like to do is move on to a commercial break so that we can take care of that, get that out of the way, and we will be right back on Sleep Science Today.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, Whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sleep Science Today is committed to helping the world sleep better. In addition to our radio show, we have a Facebook group called Club Sleep Well, where you can interact with our host, engage with other listeners, and even attend live events. If you have trouble with your sleep and you want to join a free online support group, then join us at www.sleepsupportgroup.com. Finally, if you just want to keep up with the latest, then join us on TikTok or Instagram at Sleep Science Today, or you can always go to www.sleepsciencetoday.com and sign up to be on our newsletter list. Welcome back to Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. We are talking with Elizabeth Gazda, and she is talking to us about regulating body temperature through some new body hacks through a wonderful device called Ember. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, EMBR, the Ember Wave. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ember Wave, okay. So before the break, we were talking about how it actually worked, and I had a follow-up question, which is, if we were monitoring someone's body temperature, and they went and they activated the device to mm-hmm. be cooler, are we going to see an actual change on the thermometer, or is it more of a change in the thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great question. So believe it or not, when you're too hot or too cold, your core body temperature is not changing. Even if it's a really cold day in Boston and it's snowing and I'm outside and it's cold, it's still 98.6 in my core body temperature. Mm-hmm. Temperature is actually perception, and we perceive temperature through the integration of all of these thermoreceptors we have throughout our body. That's why we can do something as a company like stimulate only a small area of the body with temperature and get a full body effect. So if you're too warm and I deliver a cooling sensation to you, your core body temperature is not going to change. Because, as I explained before, it's really your perception of being too warm or too cold is in your brain. Until you hit something like hypothermia. Okay. It's really remarkable. It's really remarkable. We had one woman who loved the device. She lived in New York City. She's kind of a socialite who went to all these fancy parties wearing dresses with no sleeves, and one of her biggest complaints was that she was too cold in these gigantic ballrooms. She wore our device consistently, and she told me that one day she forgot it. And she looked down at her wrist, and she noticed that it wasn't there, but she was able to think about the device, and it actually produced a warming sensation in her body. And what had happened is she had actually trained her brain to respond to that stimulus. Now, we haven't researched that, but we've heard that anecdotally, that the brain can be trained in how it perceives temperature.
Interesting. Wow. So, okay. I guess the next piece of that I'm trying to make sure I understand is the device itself doesn't have a screen or anything on it, right?
No.
Okay. So is it being... is it hooked to an app or something? Like, how do I set the settings?
Yes, we have a companion app. You download the app. You hook up to the device via a Bluetooth connection. Mm-hmm. That allows you to scroll through all the different modes that we have for different indications. It also allows you to deliver your desired mode to the preset buttons that are here on the device, so that if you don't want to pick up your phone, you wake up in the middle of the night and you want a blast of cool, you just push that button that you want.
Okay. And how many preset buttons does it currently have?
It has two buttons that you can preset, and it has about 30 or 35 modes in the app that you can use for different things. For focus, there's a lot of research about how temperature helps with focus. We have many people using the device to prevent motion sickness. There's a strong link between motion sickness and temperature. We have people using the device, as I said, for hot flashes related to menopause, but also for side effects of cancer treatment. We have many people using the device for social anxiety, because there's a strong link between temperature processing and social interactions.
Wow.
And we have people using, as I said, for motion sickness and for even stressful situations like public speaking.
Interesting. So wait a second. So if I were on the app and I wanted to kind of set my presets, for example, am I setting it to like a something cooler versus warmer? Or am I saying I want it to be 68 degrees? Like, how specific do I get on the app?
Well, you're setting the strength of the temperature sensation to your wrist, and so you would not want that at 68 degrees. You're basically going in and you're saying into the app and you're saying, I want a shot of cool, and then you would find that particular mode, and you could start it from the app if you want, or you can preset one of your buttons to always have that available without your phone.
Okay.
And you can change the intensity of the sensation, certainly, when you're in the app.
So if I set, preset button one to giving me a shot of cool, for example, and then I go ahead and I activate that preset, how long is it going to last, or do I get to pick that?
You get to pick that. So some people are using, a lot of women with hot flashes are using a 3-minute intense, very intense, rapid fire cooling sensation where those waveforms are coming very quickly. A lot of people using the device for sleep are using one of the slower waveforms that's delivering temperature over a greater amount of time. So it's all for you to choose. And as you probably know, temperature is a very personal experience. You can have five people in a room. And everyone's going to have a different opinion about whether the thermostat is appropriately set. And this is especially a problem for women in office settings, because the office temperature is set for men wearing suits. And the thermostat wars has been something that's been well documented in the media. And a few years ago, there was actually a study conducted on women who were asked to perform cognitive tasks while being too cold. And their cognition is affected by 30% when women are too cold.
Wow.
And we do have a lot of young women in these office settings using the warming because they just can't get comfortable in the office.
That was exactly where I was going to go with my next set of questions, because, you know, I'm picturing back in the early days of my career working as an attorney in a law firm. You've mm-hmm. got, you know, offices all around. You've got men, you've got women, all this stuff. And if you saw, typically, I'd say 80% of the time, if you saw a man, they would have like a fan going in their office. And if you saw a woman, they would have a heater at their feet. Didn't matter anything else. It was like purely based on gender, you know? And it was just kind of funny to walk around and watch this, because it's a temperature war.
It's a temperature war. It's just such a relief that if you're, as again, I mentioned to you, I'm a woman who's chronically cold, and just to have it on my wrist and know that I could always access the heat is just such a relief to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a real point of stress. And I also have what's called Raynaud's, which is it's Raynaud's disease. It's where you get the numbing of the fingertips if you get too cold. Mm. And it's very helpful for that. Now, we haven't run clinical studies, so we can't make those claims. But anecdotally, we have people writing into us saying that it has really improved that situation for them. So a lot of the things that I'm mentioning to you are complex conditions that don't have a lot of answers. And mm-hmm. somehow this device is helping because it's going to the root of the problem. You know, when you're having a menopausal hot flash, yeah, you can open your refrigerator and stand in front of it, but that's not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is your sympathetic, you know, overdrive that you're in. So we mm-hmm. go to the brain and we solve it there, and that's the same with many of these other conditions. We have people with MS who have difficulty controlling their body temperature using the device. So I really think that we're at the forefront of temperature here. Mm-hmm. We're working with some scientists who are looking at the connection between temperature and human emotion, which is very interesting.
Right.
So the same region of the brain that makes us feel connected to someone emotionally or socially, it's the same region of the brain where temperature is processed. And if you think to how we use temperature metaphors in our life, it suddenly becomes clear, right? He gave me the cold shoulder and she gave me a warm smile. So this is all really groundbreaking stuff. Even pain management is something to look at. And that's originally what those Nobel Prize winning scientists were studying, is how can we control pain through temperature?
Right. Well, I've got some additional follow-up questions here about maybe some new uses that you haven't talked about yet. But before I ask about those, let me ask about charging. Meaning, like, I have an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And so every night I have to charge this thing, otherwise it's not going to work the next day. How do you charge this device, and how often do you have to charge it?
The device rests in a puck, like a lot of wearables, and then you plug that into any charger. Mm-hmm. And it takes about an hour to charge. And I charge mine every 1 to 2 days. It really depends. You know, am I using those quick modes? Am I using a high temperature, a low temperature? Temperature draws a lot of power. You know, if you think about things that get cold in your own life, they're large. They require air and water. Things like refrigerators and air conditioners. Mm-hmm. So to make something very small and low power, it's very tricky.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From an engineering perspective. But because we deliver the temperature in those waveforms, we're able to draw less power. And I think that's why we don't really have any competitors on the market, because we've cracked the code on low power cooling, and that's prevented competitors from coming into the space.
So let me ask you this. And this one is kind of off the beaten path. If I wore this and I went snow skiing. Mm-hmm. So my fingers get cold, my toes get cold, as many people. Mm-hmm. Is this going to have an impact on that?
It should, yes.
Wow. Do you have any anecdotal stories of anyone who's used it for that?
We have people saying that they enjoy using it when they're on the ski lift. You know, that transition from being kind of warm and sweaty and then sitting on that chair lift and getting chilled on the way to the top. So we have anecdotal stories about people enjoying that use case.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Because I never heard of anything like that. The only thing I've ever heard of are those little warming packs that you put in your gloves or in mm-hmm. your boots, and they last mm-hmm. for, you know, a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So
this is really, you know, you can think of it as going from the inside out rather than the outside.
Yeah, in, true, right? True. That's a very good point. Interesting.
So from my own experience, when I fly, that's really my most stressful time because I can't get warm. I find that on an airplane, it doesn't matter how much I'm layering on. I still feel cold. But if I'm able to use the device, something's happening differently. It's coming, the sensation of warming is coming from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Wow.
I guess we could call it an inside job.
That would work. Well, let's do this. Let me stop us for our next commercial break here, and we'll come back. And then I have some questions about some new use cases, potentially. Let's find out.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll be back after this commercial.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Sleep Science Today is committed to helping the world sleep better. In addition to our radio show, we have a Facebook group called Club Sleep Well, where you can interact with our host, engage with other listeners, and even attend live events. If you have trouble with your sleep and you want to join a free online support group, then join us at www.sleepsupportgroup.com. Finally, if you just want to keep up with the latest, then join us on TikTok or Instagram at Sleep Science Today, or you can always go to www.sleepsciencetoday.com and sign up to be on our newsletter list. All right, welcome back to Sleep Science Today. We're exploring whole new worlds of body temperature regulation here with some really interesting things in terms of new use cases. Mm-hmm. So when you were describing, you know, how it gives you that sensation of feeling, you know, warmer and all, and you were talking about, you know, so many different possible uses, one of the things I was thinking about is there's a lot of people who, if let's say they're sitting out at a football game in the stadium and it's cold outside, well, what do they do to warm themselves up? They drink alcohol. And you do get a warming sensation when you, mm-hmm. you know, drink, you know, especially like a hard liquor or something. Mm-hmm. So from that, my brain went to, is there any potential use case here? And I am not proclaiming to be any sort of expert at all on alcoholism or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But my question is, I wonder if it would have any impact on that.
On feeling warmer or
well, the person
feeling warmer
who gets,
with alcohol?
Feeling warm, in other words, if I'm using alcohol and one of the benefits mm-hmm. I get from alcohol is it helps warm me up. If I don't want to have to be using alcohol, or if I'm in treatment, if one of the benefits that I'm getting from alcohol is this warming sensation that's doing certain things for me that give me a positive, you know, feedback loop, I'm just wondering if there's any tie-in. And obviously, you're not going to have the answer off the top of your head, but I'm wondering whether there's some sort of a tie-in, even in the smallest way, between alcohol use and that temperature feeling that people get on the inside.
Yes, while I can't make a scientific claim about it, I would hypothesize that it's true. Because again, when we're talking about things like alcohol or cigarette smoking, we're talking about a behavior that is trying to mask something or deal with a stressful situation, whether that's being too, when you're too cold, you feel stressed. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we do know that warming sensations applied to the extremities of the body does produce a hedonic effect, meaning a sense of well-being. So I could absolutely see warming being used as a substitute for what you might normally reach for in that situation, which would be alcohol. We've also heard people, I've actually seen a comment from one of our customers that they stop smoking cigarettes, and when they feel anxious, they put it in intense cooling mode. She said something to the effect of, that first cooling waveform feels like the first hit from a cigarette.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
If we go back to the mechanism of action, Andrew, and think about how this device is working, it's working with your sympathetic and your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight and your rest and digest. Mm-hmm. So any time that you're eliciting a response from your brain there, it's improving your sense of well-being, overall well-being. And, you know, so much of sleep is we can't sleep because we're just in a dysregulated environment.
Right.
Whether our brain is too active or the environment doesn't feel well, I think sleep is a great application for this technology.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, the whole concept of the active brain is certainly a huge deal that causes people problems with their sleep. And it's like, you know, I can't tell you how many times I hear, well, I just can't turn my brain off. You know, what can I do to turn my brain off?
Right. Well, if you're concentrating on waves of temperature coming into your body, that might be a good area, you know, a focal point to tune your brain down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, there's so many potential areas that are worthy of additional research and all that, mm-hmm. that you know, there's no shortage of work for you and your company to do along those lines. But I do want to make sure, because we unfairly gave an unbalanced amount of time to women and temperature issues, can we talk about men for a little bit?
Absolutely. Let's talk about men.
So you had mentioned some of the common issues that men experience related to temperature. Can you go over those and give us a little bit of a better, you know, fuller explanation and tell us how this product works in those cases?
Well, men, what we hear from men is that they tend to sleep hot. And that's mm-hmm. where you also get the temperature wars going with married couples. This device allows men to control feel that sensation of being overheated. They can use an all-night mode in cooling to keep their sense of the temperature being much lower. And that, of course, will help sleep through the night. There are also men who experience hot flashes because they're going through prostate cancer treatment. Prostate cancer is the number one cancer in men. When they're put on those treatments, they are suffering from hot flashes themselves. They're put on androgen-suppressing therapies. And those are even more impactful. Those men can have upwards of, 100 hot flashes a week. And those are going Wow. all day and all night. And if you're not sleeping, that just exacerbates the occurrence of those hot flashes. So we do find that men really appreciate the cooling to stay asleep or get back to sleep. Again, I would encourage men to try to use some of the warming sensations if they have trouble getting to sleep. Now, my experience with men is they tend to fall asleep very quickly. It's the temperature problems in the middle of the night, and there are all night cooling mode would be really effective.
I say, yeah, I can certainly appreciate that because I am one of those people who I get very hot, when I'm in bed, and I can't sleep unless I'm able to cool myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then men, men are often in suits hustling around, right? They're going into the subway, they're running for a meeting. We find that men love to use the device because then they don't arrive in a sweaty mess when they're showing up for a meeting. Some men have social anxiety. They don't like shaking hands because they may have sweaty palms, or they may be nervous speaking in a meeting or speaking in front of an audience. And all of those use cases are extremely helpful for men. Mm-hmm. And we have men today using the device, just to stay cool and comfortable in a suit at an event.
Right, right. Wow, interesting. Is it, and I don't know if you've done any research on this, but maybe you've got it set up where you wear it on the inside of your wrist. Mm-hmm. Are there other places on the body that have the same effect? In other words, I don't know if I wore it on my ankle or my chest or whatever. Are there other places?
Yeah, the ankle is a good one. The other thing that we know is the torso, the chest area, the back of your neck are great places to wear it. Now, we don't have a application there yet of how you could put it there. I have mm-hmm. put mine in my sports bra before. I just stick mm-hmm. it in there. Those areas, mm-hmm. like the torso, are 40% more effective. So the reason we put it on the wrist to begin with is you do have a concentration of thermoreceptors there, but you also have, that's probably the best way to introduce a product to market.
Right, right.
And what we've envisioned for the future is using a type of tray with a medical adhesive to put it anywhere you want. Much like you see those blood sugar readers that people mm-hmm. have stuck on there, you could use that type of adhesive to put it anywhere on your body. So that's something right. that we want to do with the next generation device.
Interesting. Yeah, there are, as soon as you said that, I was immediately thinking of a different sleep device, one that's used to measure. It's sort of a miniature polysomnography device that you can wear. And they talk about how they're coming out with a disposable version, which would be very much like that. An adhesive that goes on your body somewhere, but it's still able to transmit through the adhesive to get mm-hmm. the data and things that it needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And of course, we're excited about that predictive capability that we've already developed that will be in the next generation device, where it's kind of a set it and forget it. You can, if you're sleeping through the night and we can detect an overactivation of the sympathetic nervous system, we can preemptively start that cooling to prevent awakening.
Right. Yeah, that's, you're like right on par with what my next questions are going to be. You anticipate them and you answer them, because that's exactly what I was going to ask. And I'm assuming with that and with what we're seeing today with AI, there's probably a whole lot of other things that you could then add in.
Yeah. Yeah, it can become highly personalized too. Like we could get to know exactly what's going on with you individually in addition to the population, right? And then it becomes better and better.
Right.
So we're really excited about that. You know, this closed loop system that we have in development, if you can imagine this for a moment, there's 1.1 billion women in menopause. 80% of them experience hot flashes. Women experience them for up to 10 years, day and night. They don't sleep. They step out of the workforce prematurely. We could be creating a world here where women never have to worry about hot flashes again. They are predicted and cooled. And all without the use of any kind of medicine and just using your body's own pharmacy. I think that is one of the most exciting things I've ever worked on.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a tall order, but based on, like I said, based on, you know, one of the most common things I hear from my patients is exactly that issue. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, we give the best answers we can, but this certainly sounds like a great, you know, option to look into. Well, let me do this because we are out of time. And this has been very instructive and informative, and I really appreciate you taking the time to dive in deeper for us and help us really understand the technology. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of the product, how do they do that?
Just go to our website, emberlabs.com. That's emberlabs.com. They can rent or purchase the device. You can also find us on Amazon.
Oh, great. And is that just in the U.S. or do you sell worldwide?
We can ship to many countries, and we are on Amazon in the U.K. and also Boots in the U.K.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, fantastic. All right, well, we are out of time, so I encourage you all, if this is something that you think will help improve your sleep, certainly sounds like a great thing to give a try, might answer some of the common problems that people run into. I also want to remind you that if you are having sleeping problems of any type, you can always come to our free sleep support group, and we aptly named it, guess what? sleepsupportgroup.com, so that you can easily find us on the web and you can sign up for free, and we meet virtually, so you know, nothing to lose there, no cost. And finally, we encourage everybody to join us over on Facebook under Sleep Science Today. We have a new group called Club Sleep Well, where we talk about all sorts of issues and share information, which I'll be sharing some information about our talk today and some new devices and technology. So lots of places to get good sleep help. So Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to finding out what you come up with in the future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Science Today and learning how to sleep better with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio. For more information on how you can achieve better sleep, go to sleepsciencetoday.com. Remember, Sleep Science Today and sleep better tonight.